Back to the news, track 6. Man arrested for drug driving was wanted by police. A man who gave false details to police after being stopped by traffic officers in Newton Abbot was found to be wanted for a series of offences. The man was arrested on suspicion of drug driving, driving without insurance, and obstructing police on Friday, March the 20th. It later came to light that the man was wanted for both harassment and public order offences. The arrest came as officers carried out proactive patrols in Newton Abbot, Kingsbridge, Paignton and Torquay. Inspector Wes Watkins leads policing teams in South Devon and he said, "I want to stress that the arrests made last Friday were not part of a targeted operation, but results of standard, proactive patrols carried out by our teams. Drugs and alcohol severely impair a driver's ability to control a vehicle, slow reaction times, affect judgment, and dramatically increase the likelihood of a serious or fatal collision. Whilst we know the majority of road users drive safely and abide by laws, it's disappointing to see this many people breaking the law and taking unnecessary risk in one night. We will continue to work with our partners to target offenders and reduce the number of people killed and seriously injured on our roads. Anyone who suspects someone is driving or is about to drive under the influence of drink or drugs should call 999 immediately, and information can also be shared anonymously with Crime Stoppers by calling 0800 555 111.
Comic Widdicombe joins Bobby Paradiso. Comedian Josh Widdicombe has been announced as one of the new patrons of Art Centre Bobby Paradiso. Josh, who grew up in Haytor Vale and attended South Dartmoor Community College, will be the comedy patron for the growing arts and cafe community in Bobby Tracy. A spokesman for Bobby Paradiso said, "We are delighted to share that comedian Josh Widdicombe is joining the Paradiso family as our new patron for comedy. As many of you will know, Josh grew up in Devon, went to South Dartmoor College and has recently moved back to our great county. So it feels especially lovely to have someone with such strong local ties supporting this strand of our project. As our comedy patron, he'll be offering guidance as we start on our journey to shape and grow our comedy programme here at Paradiso. We're really looking forward to working with him and developing this part of our programme with his support. Run as a community benefit society, Bobby Paradiso is transforming the King of Prussia building in 4th Street into a community gallery, 80-plus seat auditorium for cinema, theatre and music, artist studios and a cafe restaurant. The aim is to enrich the lives of the local community and reinvest profits to benefit all. So far, more than 400 shareholders, along with sponsors and grant support, is well on the way to completing the multi-arts venue. Josh has joined as a volunteer patron to bring his expertise, raise the organisation's profile, help with networking and influencing, and raise funds."
Heart Charity's £1,500 boost. A Newton Abbot charity, which raises awareness of hidden cardiac conditions, have received a welcome boost from a South West house builder. Jay's AIM also supports heart screening for young people to identify those at risk and provide free CPR and defibrillator training to schools and local community groups, as well as installing defibrillators in the community. The charity was set up following the sudden death of Jay Osborne at the age of just 28 with an undiagnosed heart condition. The charity has now received a donation of £1,500 from Barrett Bristol from its Community Chest Fund. Jay's brother Dan, CEO of Jay's AIM, said, "We want to say a huge thank you to Barrett Bristol for their generous donation of £1,500, which has been hugely appreciated by the whole charity. Donations such as this allow us to continue our vital work of attempting to reduce the number of young people who die of sudden cardiac arrest in Southwest England. We'll ensure that the donation is put to good use on one of the three core areas of our work, providing community public access defibrillators, CBR defibrillator training or funding, cardiac screenings. Since its launch in 2021, the House Builders Community Chest Fund has provided organisations and charities across the UK, particularly focusing on children, young people and the disadvantaged, with financial contributions to help them thrive and continue improving the quality of life of those within the local area. Richard Lawson, Sales Director for Barratt Bristol, said, "We are committed to giving back to the local community and we are proud to be supporting JSM with this donation."
Market regeneration near completion. An ambitious project to redevelop Newton Abbott's historic Grade 2 listed market hall is almost complete. The major regeneration, which began in November 2024, has seen the market hall and square reinvigorated into a flexible shopping and entertainment space suitable for daytime and evening trading and events. The project has been funded by the UK government's Future High Streets Fund. Blending its rich commercial heritage with a contemporary space designed for modern town centre life, the updated market hall includes new street food units, a bar, improved retail spaces, and a flexible area for pop-up market stalls and events. The sympathetic restoration includes the removal of part of the 1970s food hall to reveal the original Market Square frontage and the installation of a central staircase. Access to the venue has been improved with the addition of a new entrance from Market Street and the reinstatement of a pedestrian walkway connecting the Alexandra Cinema on Market Street to Market Square. New paving and infrastructure in Market Square, including new seating and planters, and the installation of exterior electricity supplies, will support future events and support ambitions for Newton Abbott's Markets Quarter to become a vibrant and welcoming destination for daytime and evening trading and entertainment. Teignbridge District Council Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Economy, Estates and Major Projects, Councillor David Palethorpe said, "We're thrilled with how the regeneration project has transformed the market hall into a dynamic civic space, and we're really looking forward to seeing residents and visitors make the most of the space to socialise, shop, eat and enjoy a programme of exciting events." And there are some photographs showing the progress of the hall.